This episode of the 9 to 5 Mac Security Byte podcast is sponsored by Mosle. Deploying, managing, and protecting Apple devices at work shouldn't be difficult or require several solutions. Mosle is the only Apple unified platform for business. Mosle's integrated approach to management and security combines state-of-the-art Apple-specific security solutions for fully automated hardening and compliance, next-generation EDR, AI-powered Zero Trust, and exclusive privilege management with the most powerful and modern Apple MDM on the market. The result is a totally automated Apple unified platform currently trusted by over 45,000 organizations to make millions of Apple devices work ready with no effort and at an affordable cost. By combining enhanced device management, endpoint security, internet privacy and security, single sign-on, and enhanced app management into a single Apple-only platform, businesses can now easily and automatically deploy, manage, and protect their Apple devices automatically with one solution at an affordable price. With a solution for every business size and the best support in the market, start a free 30-day trial and see firsthand why Mosle is more than an Apple MDM. Mosle is everything you need to work with Apple. To learn more, visit business.mosle.com. That's business.mosyle.com. Thanks to Mosle for sponsoring the 9 to 5 Mac Security Byte podcast. Hey, it's Aaron, your host. And if you're an avid Security Byte reader or listener, you know the rise of info stealers recently has been no joke. They've come a long way from the meager 0.25% that they used to make up of all Mac malware back in 2023 to now surging to nearly 34% in 2025. That growth alone could be the story, but there's new data coming out from Jamf that shows something very interesting is actually going on in the Mac malware landscape. Over half of all Mac malware detections in 2025 were actually Trojans. Not adware, which decreased significantly, not potentially unwanted apps, Trojans. And that number basically tripled in a single year, going from about 17% of detections in 2024 to now over 50%. There's a lot to unpack here, so let's get into exactly what's going on and why it matters. In this episode, I'm going to be pulling from Jamf's brand new Security 360 report that it published last week. So let me set the table real quick. Every year, Jamf, which is a major Apple MDM, similar to our sponsor, Mosle, puts out this Security 360 report. It takes anonymized data from over 150,000 Macs, you know, across its entire customer base and all over the world. I believe it says over 90 countries. And it tells us what exactly is hitting those devices. I think it's one of the best snapshots into like the real Mac landscape, because we see a bunch of reports throughout the year about what's going on, what's a new threat that's emerging, data leaks, but it's so hard to get an overall picture. And I think that this report is one of the best at doing that. There's no theoretical stuff. There's no what we found in the lab this week. It's all real detections on real machines. I digress. But in this year's edition that covers 2025 data, the picture paints a pretty stark image that the Mac threat landscape is maturing very fast, and attackers are getting significantly more sophisticated in how they go after Apple devices. Some of the top line findings here: Jamf is reporting 44% of devices had malicious traffic, 41% are running critically out of date operating systems, 73% had at least one vulnerable app installed. That's a similar number to 2024's report. 26% of organizations had at least one device hit by cryptojacking. This is usually done with a malicious browser script that mines crypto in the background of a Mac. And 50% of all Mac malware were Trojans. And now this is up 33% from 2024. Every single one of these points could be a podcast episode of its own. But that last number is the main shebang today, because it represents a massive shift in how Mac malware actually works. Let's put this in context. So in 2023 and 2024, Trojans made up roughly 17% of Mac malware detections. Significant, sure, but not dominant. And info stealers and adware were both running neck and neck at 28% as the dominant forms of Mac malware. It was a fairly balanced threat landscape. Now, in 2025, Trojans shot up to over 50%. That's a 33%+ pointage jump in a single year. Meanwhile, info sealers climbed to 33.5%, up from 28%. And adware just absolutely cratered to 5%, down from 28%. When I see this, to me, it looks like we are undergoing a total reshuffling of the Mac malware ecosystem in just a span of 12 months. I'm sure a lot of you will want to know exactly why this is and what happened. And I think the answer is sort of obvious and interesting, but also just staring us in the face and has been for a while now. Going back to that Security 360 report, Jamf reports that Atomic Stealer, also known as Amos, was the dominant Trojan in 2025. It accounted for over 77% of all Trojan activity. That is an absurd level of market concentration for a single malware family. I mean, think about that for a second. More than 3 out of every 4 Trojan detections on Mac last year trace back to the same tool. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. The dominant info stealer in 2025 among Jamf customers, also Atomic Stealer, at about 78.5%. So for what I believe for the first time ever, the same malware family is sitting at the top of both categories simultaneously. And I know what you're thinking. Aaron, we already know Atomic Stealer is a big deal. We've heard about it for years now. You know, what's the big deal? Yada, yada, yada. But this is the thing from the report that I really want people to walk away understanding, because it changes how you should think about these Mac threats going forward. The line between Trojans and info stealers seems to be basically disappearing. Let me break down what exactly that means. So at a basic level, a Trojan is malware disguised as a legitimate application. Historically, Trojans have acted as like a delivery mechanism where they get onto your machine by pretending to be something safe, and then they open a door for other threats to come in after the initial infection. That's where the name comes from, a Trojan horse. The thing gets inside the gates, however that story goes. Info stealers, on the other hand, were the payload. They were the thing that came after the door that was open. They'd gun for crypto wallets, your password keychains, browser cookies, cache credentials, and ship it all off to a C2 server. Those used to be separate stages and separate tools, separate developers in many cases. You get hit with a Trojan horse, and then it would pull down an info stealer as that second stage payload. But what we're seeing now is fundamentally different. Modern info stealers do both jobs in a single package, and Atomic Stealer is the poster child for this. When Amos first appeared in 2023, it was essentially a grab-and-go credential harvester. It would land on your Mac disguised as a cracked app, fake installer, steal what it could, zip it up, exfiltrate it. Bad, but relatively straightforward at the time. But as I said before, things are getting way more sophisticated nowadays. In mid-2025, security researchers at Moonlock documented a major upgrade to Amos when it added a full backdoor module. This was a game changer at the time. This new version didn't just grab your data and then disappear. It established persistent access, meaning it could survive reboots and it could survive logouts, and it could let attackers send commands from a C2 server long after the initial infection. It could even log keystrokes and, of course, deliver additional payloads, like I mentioned, and even attempt like a lateral movement across the network. That persistence and ongoing access is what qualified it as a Trojan at the time. So you now have a single piece of malware that steals your data like an info stealer, but maintains long-term access like a Trojan. When security tools detect it, it gets counted in both categories. And that dual classification is a huge reason why Jamf is seeing Trojan numbers exploding in this year's report. So here's where I want to land this to go full circle and back to that 50% number. When you see Trojans now make up half of all malware detections, it's easy to read that as a new category of threat taking over, but that's not actually what's happening here. What's happening is that old categories are sort of collapsing, and the malware itself has evolved past the checkboxes that we're used to. An info stealer that establishes a backdoor and persists across reboots isn't really an info stealer anymore. It's a Trojan. And when detection tools flag that, it shows up in both columns. So that's why Trojan numbers have tripled. Not because there's some brand new wave of old school Trojans flooding the Mac ecosystem, but because info stealers we've been tracking for the last 2 years have unfortunately got better. If you're responsible for security across a fleet of Macs, the practical takeaway here is that your detection and your response strategy can't treat these as separate threat categories anymore. Not for Mac, at least. A tool that watches for known info stealer behavior might miss persistence mechanisms. The flip side of that is a tool that only watches for Trojan-style backdoors might miss a flag of credential theft. You need a behavioral detection that can correlate across a full kill chain, from the initial social engineering lore to the data exfiltration to the persistence C2 connection, because all of that is now happening inside a single binary. And honestly, even if you're just a regular Mac user listening to this, the lesson is the same. The threat isn't a one-and-done smash and grab anymore. If something like Amos gets onto your machine, it's not just stealing your data and leaving. It's going to try and stay there. That's all for today. Join me later this month for another episode of the Security Byte podcast. If you enjoyed this one and want to hear more, give us a follow and send it to a friend. You can also catch more Apple security breakdowns in my weekly Security Byte column over at 9to5Mac. From the 9to5Mac podcast network, I'm your host, Aaron Wychulis. Thank you for listening.